All right, it's been 2 years since the last one, the first episode. I just wanted to say that it was a project. All right, it was a project, and it was a pretty good grade. You know, I got a pretty good grade. So yeah, you guys were wondering. Thank you. I guess I got a pretty good grade. They didn't give us the actual grade, but yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to add the segment that I'm gonna try to start up the series again. I am 2 years older than the first episode I ever made. Hopefully my speech impediment. I don't know if you guys noticed the amount of there was in the first episode. And yeah. UFOs have been on the rise, I said rise again. Many observations of UFOs going through the ocean. And many high detailed images of UFOs. So hopefully I'm able to come back to the series, start it up again. Hopefully with a better voice. I mean, I cannot tell you how weird my voice sounds. Hey, I got a question for you. I forgot how it went. Do you believe in UFOs? I think that's how I sounded like. That was pretty funny. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to come back to this series. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. I'm sure I'm gonna start an episode today, tomorrow. It's the weekend right now. End of one of my 6 weeks. It's not the semester though. It's already almost Halloween is one day. Yeah, all right, I'll see you later. Bye bye. All right, 2 years. A lot of things can happen in 2 years. All right, well, let's just get to the point. I'm gonna make this a short episode. I just wanted to have a refresher on UFOs right now. So basically, UFOs have been going through the water, coming out. You know, just stuff we haven't seen in a long time. Well, we haven't actually even seen that before. And the fact we're getting so close to seeing one in real, like high definition, is kind of making me angry. 'Cause like every image of a UFO is not the brightest, not the goodest. I said goodest, yeah, not the goodest quality of a picture or a video. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, it looks like it was caught on a Nokia or like a BlackBerry. I'm kidding, but anyways, seeing all these UFOs coming out of the blue, out of nowhere, is making me get motivated to do this again. I've been very motivated to do these again. So it's almost fall. It's almost winter. And this will be a perfect time to, you know, report about UFOs, because can't really go outside anymore because it's too cold. Yeah. Anyways, so we're gonna talk about more of these ocean UFOs. So I forgot the name about them, but what they basically do, some people caught UFOs going to the ocean, like staying there for a bit. And then coming out of the water, just like nothing happened. Supposedly, there was a actual video of where a UFO just zipped right past a person, and apparently it was a UFO. It looked like a drone, but it was under the water, so I guess that doesn't make any sense. You know, believe what you want to believe. I'm sticking to like that's pretty weird, like. How do they just go under the water? What are they doing over there? What are they doing under there? What do they want to test? So basically, they just keep going under the water. I don't know what else we can explain about that. Okay. All right. So out of the ocean UFOs, As I'm going to explain this again, this video, or not video, podcast episode is just going to be a refresher of what happened over these 2 years. So basically, there's been more UFOs being caught out of nowhere. Most of them have been triangles, but some of them actually look like full-on buildings. I mean like buildings. Oh my god, dude, they're scary. If that thing comes out of like nowhere right in front of my house, I don't know what I'll do. I don't just hide in the closet or something. Those look scary. Now, we can't really tell if they're photoshopped. Some of them actually look very, very photoshopped. I can't describe how, but the low quality makes it like, as I was complaining about the last segment, the low quality is bad, but it kind of proves it at the same time. So anyways, the UFOs have been popping out of nowhere. Some have been triangles, some have been those regular UFO shapes that some people see. So I've been seeing a very suspicious acts on aircrafts, I swear. Okay, so one of the times, there was this white dot. It wasn't blinking. It wasn't doing anything. It was just standing still right in the air. But it looked like it was, like, going with the earth, you know? It looked stationary, but it looked moving. Like, I forgot the word about that. It looked stationary. But, I decided to pull out my phone, right, to take a record, to take a video. Right when I pull out my phone, it disappears out of nowhere. And then I found two of those in the same day. One of the UFOs, it looked like it was a balloon. Like a white balloon with like tentacles just floating around. I didn't know what it was. I think it looked like a balloon. I was trying to get my phone, but look at the thing at the same time. So I couldn't get a really good perspective of the object. But as soon as I pulled out my phone, or as soon as I got in my car, I saw it wasn't there anymore. I don't know if I had a bad angle or it just disappeared. Can't really tell, can I? So that I have been experiencing very suspicious UFOs. I caught a glimpse of it. I mean, like, it's hard to tell. It looks white, but you can't really tell. It kind of looks like a dove or something. But I swear to God, it didn't look like a dove. It was stationary and moving. I wish I can show you images of it, but I can't really do that right now. So that's been very, the UFOs on, UFOs, being recorded and stuff like that, and stuff that's been happening to me. Alright, we're just gonna add a little wrap up here. So basically, I just want to start making UFO podcasts now. Hopefully to build up the podcast so everybody can hear about it. Hopefully we can grow this part. I'm in my office, I had to stretch. Sorry. Hopefully we can grow this podcast, and hopefully everybody can hear. I hope to see you in the future, and hopefully not in 2 years. Okay. Thank you for your time. Bye.